With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose, by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Yes, you want justice, and you are calling upon all the powers that be. I'm talking of real power, divine power. The divine feminine, all the women that have come before you that are living through you now to give you their energy, not to scream and shout, because men just think you're hysterical then, even the ones in court. No, you're quiet and you are right and you are determined and you are strong. I just want you to recognise that you did nothing wrong, but you think that you did. That's what I'm digging
for.
Right? This moment in time, you really do think that you didn't do things right. No. Which one of us ever has? No. What was the right thing to do then? Was the right thing to do to walk out, to take the kids somewhere, to get him arrested? What was the right thing to do?
I think the right thing would have been to get some justice and actually have him arrested, because if he was arrested 9 times, I really should have gone through with the process instead of allowing him to manipulate me. I should have just said, right, do you know what? You've done the crime, you can go and do the time.
What?
100%.
That's what she would say, right? That's the confident one. Yeah. But you're the scared one.
Okay,
in this chair.
If I was the scared one, I was always worrying that if I did it, something bad was going to happen. Lose the house, we'd be, I don't know where we'd be, because I'd worked with women in hostels and I know that it was an awful life for them, the children, the disruption. It would have been so disruptive to our lives. I just thought it's better to stay in this trap situation than it was to get out at the time. But then now I look back and I think, no, it bloody wasn't. We should have just lived on a bloody boat and it would have been better, because it would have been better than my children being harmed.
Have your children been harmed?
I feel emotionally, yeah, they have.
Back
because
in this
they're
chair
carrying
for a moment.
So much, yeah.
I think you really need some clarity on this. Yeah. It's not that there's a right or wrong way to do this. You know, and you've spoken to women in both situations, the ones that stay, the ones that leave, the ones that take the children, you could quite easily have been sitting in this chair saying, in the same energy, saying, Jenny, I just should have stayed. I should have sucked it up and I should have stayed, because then at least we'd have still been in that house.
No.
You could be sitting in this. You would have still felt the same way, I guarantee you. You would have felt the same way that you'd done something wrong by leaving. you're feeling this way because you didn't leave and you put up with too much. Yeah. But you could have still felt the same by doing different actions. The fact remains, this is a feeling. It's time for it to stop. Mm-hmm. Because you did whatever you needed to do at the time for the family. Mm. You're the matriarch of that family. Now sit back in this chair. Now, there's no wrong or right with this. There's just you dealing with how you have acted in the past. I also know, bless you, you can't possibly be telling me everything, mm-hmm. because this is your life and you're just giving me little glimpses. So in other words, there's far more going on Days. In that head. But hopefully by that song you've just heard, it's still happening to ladies today. And it's not really just male and female relationships, it's in politics, it's in the NHS, it's all, people are being oppressed. And I'm not saying you've got to go marching and save all of them. But I know
would you see me campaigning for justice, for everything?
I know
you know.
You would.
So
I know you
out
would.
There, I campaign for everything,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm asking you now to campaign for you and your past and how you've behaved.
Do you know what? I think, I mean, friends of mine used to say, oh, you better be careful because you've taken on some of the giants of the industry to campaign to stop them from doing things in a certain way that's harmful to others. And they were like, why aren't you campaigning for yourself? Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like I don't have the energy or the motivation, or then I would have to face up to myself.
Well, you're facing up to yourself now with me mediating. And as you're facing up to yourself now, what's different?
I feel a bit lighter.
So sit back in that chair. Thank you. And I know you feel a bit lighter. And there's no trance today. There is just the processing that's begun. Because, did you sleep well?
I did, yeah. I was tired. I was just like, yeah.
Ah, well, you could be tired and still not sleep, some people. So it just shows that when you do these processes, and when I initiate something, it continues. It's not just when you're here. That every time you sleep and dream, even though you don't remember them, most people don't, and it doesn't matter if you do or you don't, but you sort your stuff out. You sort the past out, the present and the future. Things are stirred up and they continue. When you speak to me, it's like you're speaking to your past self, questioning everything you've ever done. But hopefully now, when you think of her, precious her, who did whatever she could to keep that family together in that house so that he didn't kill anybody. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not exaggerating. You hear stories. It gets terrible with a man like that who feels out of control, who's doing everything, and then he can't get control back. They can just lose it. That woman that you talked about, you see her lose it. Now, if you want to talk evil, that is evil. That is when people don't have control of their faculties, and I've seen them in prison, and they say the red mist descended. I don't know why I did it. It's as if it is ungodly. There is no devil, there is just the absence of good. And something primeval takes over. That's why lots of depictions of the devil is the Greek god Pan, who was a half goat, half man. Yeah? And it's not threatened. That was something that was forced upon him in mythology because of how the Greek gods used to argue amongst themselves. I know it's all metaphor. But the fact is, all of this
Pan's Labyrinth, is that kind of...
That's it, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's one of our favourites to watch. Myself and my oldest daughter, we used to love that. Mm-hmm. And my youngest daughter said she remembers it, yeah.
Well, all of this...
beautiful little girl.
Yeah, all of this wonderful culture from different countries and different religions and fairy tales and symbolism and Greek myths, etc., are here as a wealth of information to help us and help our young make sense of the forces at work in everybody's lives. And the fact remains, hopefully, I mean, you can tell me, but hopefully, when you think of now, so close your eyes, he feels out of control, he's doing whatever he can to get that control back, and your daughter gets involved. She's not taking sides, she just wants it to stop. Now, in one sense, we're going to, with your eyes closed, I want you to be the fly on the wall. You have the perspective that maybe it's your voice that you shouldn't have stood up to him because that's what caused him to be angry, that maybe if you'd just been passive, and you know that, and that's why part of you remains so and perhaps didn't play up again. However, there's another part of you that perhaps thought you don't want your daughters to be doormats or to be in that situation or to be abused sexually or otherwise by anybody. And so, in one sense, the strands of reality that came from that experience have turned your daughters into strong young women, yes? Now, if one of them, I do therapy with siblings of the same family who have entirely different reports about certain incidents, entirely different. Now, you can choose, I'm just asking your consciousness to expand, and this will carry on, if it needs to, into a dreamlike state tonight, as you ponder on things when it's safe and appropriate to do so, and your unconscious will sort all of this out. There's no wrongs or rights. There's no blame, even to yourself. Somehow, with your particular character, it's safer to blame yourself than anybody else. Though when you do dip into blaming him, you go into rage and you want him to suffer and you want justice. Both of those extremes are not doing you any good. So I want you to kind of, in your own mind, recognise there's this very passive, I won't say scared anymore, but there's a very passive, if you're watching a film, would still have got to the point of, why do you let him treat you like that, Mum? What's going on? Or they would have got to the stage of, oh, please don't make Dad angry, because I don't want to see you two argue. Oh, I can't stand the sound of your voice. I know something terrible's going to happen if I hear your voice. You could have both opinions. You could have two entirely different daughters saying different things to you. But what remains now is you living with you and how you've behaved and what you've done for the reasons which you explain to yourself at the time. This is like a whole timeline episode. This is the past. It is over. You can sit there now and lord over her and say, you shouldn't have done that. You should have done things differently. Though please, be the fly on the wall at that time, being the age she was, knowing what she knew, and trying to protect her family and keep a roof over her head. Now, with your eyes still closed, tell me, do you think she did the best she could at that time for everyone concerned?
I think at the time I did the best I could, but when I look back, I realised that the price was my children's well-being. It's affected them.
So you chastise yourself now in the present moment for looking back at an incident. But what I want you to do is almost figuratively float out of your present 55-year-old self and go into the version of you where you were going to be attacked with a hammer and realise hindsight's a wonderful thing. Your future self, who's 55 years old, is going to tell you.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses. seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You off for the rest of your life because you did something that affected the health and well-being of your children. Was it you or was it him?
I think...
Was it you?
My children said, don't take him back. Don't ever take him back. And I took him back.
Because. Now, you're free of him now, but think about then.
At the time? He told me that everything he had done and everything I had done, the arguments were me, my fault, so I felt guilty.
So stop there for a second. Stop. Realise now, when you're here with me, this is all about you and you going first, and you can remedy anything that you feel that you need to with your daughters. They didn't have the life experience that you had at that time. They weren't groomed as you were groomed by him to behave in a certain way. They might even think, or some other young person right now, might think it's ridiculous. How could you do that? Somebody tells you not to wear those clothes and you go and change. They don't have the life experience or the years of suffering, Gerbax, to understand. Please hear, at this moment, hear what I say, that you are unique in all the experiences that you've had, and you, for whatever reasons, don't judge those reasons now, but please understand them. It was, for her, the best course of action to nurture and help her children. Everything's always been about the children. And also to stop him from being the way that he was. And maybe there was a financial aspect. Maybe she didn't want to lose the house. Maybe she didn't want to end up in a hostel. Please, would you stop beating her up? Because her daughters, believe me, as much as you love them, they will never understand how it feels to be that oppressed. So I want you to recognise now, I am here for you. When this is resolved, you'll be able to be more complete without all this war going on within you. I know at the moment it is all about him and you want justice and all of that, and that's the fire within you and it's very commendable. But my focus at the moment is on you and how you regard your past self. And maybe you went on the road, maybe you're with, and you might sit here and say, but their mental health would have been better, Jenny. And I've known women in that position, and their children, their grown-up children, might even hate them. You took away our house, our security. Mm. We didn't even see Dad for so many years. And they would never have known really personally what you suffered. They'd see it from the outside. Or they would say, another strand of reality, if you hadn't stood up to him, Mum, the police wouldn't have come and he wouldn't have been this and whatever. There's so many things that could have happened. She hasn't. She thinks she's done nothing right. She thinks she's done everything wrong. She thinks she's, in one sense, adversely affected her children's well-being. If only she'd done something different. She let it go on too long. She took him back. She shouldn't have took him back. And she's got all this going on within her. Was in fear and scared and did whatever she could for the reasons which she explained to herself. And the real thing that's going on here is that you, her future self, after everything she's suffered, you are beating her up. So tell me how you regard her. And there's nothing that you need to do, but there's things that you may want to do. And now you've got the strength to do it. Nobody is telling you. Other people have all their opinions, but nobody, no one, knows your life more than you, and what you want and what you deserve and what you've been through. Though now you've made peace with your past self, and all the anger, the outrage, how very dare people seek to control others in that way and continue to do so with your children, how very dare they? Maybe now that she's got the strength borrowed from you, now that you are complete, maybe now things will be different. Maybe that energy of that injustice, how very dare he, will be balanced and turned into that quiet strength, determination, standing up for yourself, where you don't need to scream and shout, you just have this quiet persistence in getting the job done. True strength doesn't have to scream and shout, doesn't have to chase anybody with a hammer. True strength of soul and spirit, the divine feminine within you, wins. It wins. I want you to feel the energy of that. Feel the energy of every woman that ever has been oppressed. Feel the ancestors that are egging you on, not to make you angry and unbalanced, because that is just disturbing, and other people who are far more skilled in anger and vindictiveness will find the chink in the armour. You have no chinks in your armour because you are quiet and articulate and passionate and focused. Yes, you want justice, and you are calling upon all the powers that be. I'm talking of real power, divine power, the divine feminine. All the women that have come before you, that are living through you now, to give you their energy, not to scream and shout, because men just think you're hysterical then. Even the ones in court. No, you're quiet and you are right and you are determined and you are strong. You are articulate. You've earned the right to pronounce every single syllable of every word. You stand in truth. You stand in justice. You stand in strength. And you are totally supported. My God, one that is connected to divine energy is far more powerful than millions who are not. And you are so supported by God, Goddess, all that is. You truly have nothing to fear when you stand in goodness and truth, which is not weak, when you stand in the face of the unknown, which is not empty, when you stand in honest expectation of good things to come, of your own deservability, as you protect yourself and others in a new way, you are solid and strong and calm and so right. And you walk the path of truth and justice easily in strength and truth and love. Now you can open your eyes. Take a deep breath in, and any time you need it, you'll hold your own hand and you will feel the coming together of all the parts of you, every age you've ever been, and your future self, which I sense, your future self waits. How do you feel?
Quiet. A stillness.
All that energy from yesterday when you were so animated, which was necessary, about what is done and the suitcase with all the stuff in it, that's yours. All that energy is yours. It's just like filtered in a different way into like this quiet strength. Do you feel it? Do you feel that it's different?
I'm laughing.
That was scared. The scared part of you that was. What?
I feel a bit quietly confident.
But those parts were so different.
It was like yesterday.
It was like sitting with two people. I thought, oh my goodness.
It was awful.
But there was nothing wrong, because people do tend to show me their real self, and their real self is sometimes at war with each other.
Yeah. I was very angry. I mean, quietly.
Thank you. Yes.
Off you go. Come and get it.
Poise. Mm. With grace.
Yeah.
Mm. In the shoes.
Yes, in the shoes, Jenny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want the facilities so before you go?
No, I won't. Okay. Which is miraculous, isn't it? Oh my God, no.
Everything's been stirred up, though we've done a completion integration process, which continues. Everything I do continues with everybody I see.
The shield. Yeah, the shield.
You know, even our symbol on the courts of justice, the scales.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman with a helmet on, holding the balance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Think on. They've all come from ancient principles.
Jenny, thank you so much.
I'm so pleased that you came.
I feel lighter today.
Yeah.
Yesterday I went home with so many conflicts. I was like, oh my God. Oh,
well, I'm glad I stirred it up. It wouldn't be my usual path of choice, but I thought if I've only got that time with you, I'll do everything I can to get you to a point of realisation, so that you sleep deeply, you work everything out on the different planes of existence, and then you get more and more towards balance. But today we've integrated the different parts of you, and I'll be very interested to see how things go. Yeah. You have my support.
Thank you.
And the support isn't just on the physical plane, you know that?
I know.
So please keep in contact.
I'll be back.
All right, good.
Probably next week.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Molly. Bye-bye. You.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.